Yeah, but I started getting into it again. I was having difficulties with musicians I'd been involved with, and it just wasn't fun to play. If I can't get a sympathetic thing going with the other guitar players, no point in me playing. But here I had real fun going, you know. And I had determined I was going to play on this time, even if I was the only guitar player. But of course, I happened to find the right musicians, so it worked out all right. It's very difficult to find the right musicians, as opposed to technicians. The writing is such a fun thing, and really interesting, because until you write something, there's nothing there. There's nothing for anyone to sing, nothing for anyone to play, nothing for anyone to record. There's nothing there. I've always, not always, but I started really within the last year becoming struck with that fact that there's nothing and then there's something. And then you take that something and you go in with the right people and it comes to life. I mean, where it was just an idea, it suddenly exists. And there's something so thrilling about that. It's just, it's what I get off on. I love that. I used to write in the studio. Like, I would make the song up and tell them to just roll the tape, and I would make it up on the spot. I would tell the guys what keys, I'd tell the guys the progression, and I'd make the lyrics up. I was interested in getting the spontaneous moment, you know, the moment of creation and the first moment of execution, if I could. I thought that would be a very special moment, as opposed to being very rehearsed and worked out beforehand. And as a consequence of that, I would have a lot of one-shot live vocals. I couldn't do it again because I wouldn't know the lyrics, because the lyrics were being made up on the spot. We'd find out what the song was about afterwards. And then eventually enough time went by and everything, and I thought I would really like to work on the songs in advance and not have to just take whatever I got in the studio. But I still wanted that moment of creation with it. So I would write the songs out, but spend a couple of weeks. And then I would just make a cassette for everybody of me singing the song on acoustic guitar. And then I had the lyric sheet made up for everybody. So they all knew what the song was about, but none of the people had ever played together. So all they had of the song was what I gave them. So that way, when I went in the studio, it was still going to be a first time out with it. We would rehearse it, and then we'd turn the tape on and go for it. And once we got in the ballpark, we would hit a really good one. Not just good, but a really good one. And we knew we had it. We could stop there. And then we would always go a couple more just to see if we could do anything more. And then that would be it. I used to be, but I'm not now. I like to start early in the afternoon, say 2-ish, and go to, say, 10. I don't like to push it. I try not to push it, and if I go too late, it'll mess me up for the next day. That's the way my body runs these days. So I really am very aware of it. And I get up early in the morning now. And so around 2 is a perfectly legitimate time to start. Like, I'm just starting to get my energy going and all that. And then, say 10, quit. And if you want to go a little further, go to 12, but that's it. You know, I don't like to go into overtime. I don't like to push something. I like to keep it easy if I can, because what we're doing is so intense. So I don't want to misjudge things and use too much energy up and find out I don't have any left. I try to be very conservative. I don't allow people in the studio. There's no visitors. I like to use basically one engineer. I just want to deal with one person. I don't want to deal with two. I don't want to have assistants. I don't want to have any inhibiting or distracting factors around. So, minimal in instrumentation and minimal in recording situations. I mean, what I just want is not to be disturbed, no visitors, no friends, zero. Just the musicians and the engineer, and that's it. Period. I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't enjoy that anymore. It's too complicated, and I don't deal with it very well. And in the interest of my own well-being, I can't appear in public. It's too much. Oh, it's my pleasure. Really.